U.S. seizes nearly $500 in Iranian crypto under Operation Economic Fury. The United States has seized close to $500 million in Iranian-linked crypto assets as part of an enforcement campaign. Treasury is calling Operation Economic Fury, CoinDesk reported on April 30, 2026. The action is the largest publicly disclosed move against Iran's on-chain flows and lands, less than a week after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said U.S. agencies were actively targeting Tehran's access to digital assets. The disclosure arrives during a soft tape across crypto markets. As of April 30, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $76.81, down about 1.1% on the day, with ETH at $2,263, 2.2%, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sitting at 40, a neutral reading. Prices did not move sharply on the news, which is consistent with markets pricing and escalating sanctions activity over recent weeks. What Operation Economic Fury appears to cover. According to the disclosure, the seized assets are tied to wallets and infrastructure that Treasury links to entities operating on behalf of the Iranian state. The campaign name, Operation Economic Fury, suggests this is not a one-off action, but an ongoing program with further seizures likely to follow. The figure of nearly $500 million places it well above prior U.S. enforcement actions in this lane, which have typically involved tens of millions of dollars at a time. The disclosure does not yet specify which chains, custodians, or venues were involved. That detail tends to emerge in indictments and forfeiture filings days or weeks after the initial announcement. Direct follow-up to Bessent's stated campaign. On April 28th, Bessent told reporters the U.S. was targeting Iran's access to crypto as part of broader sanctions enforcement. Operation Economic Fury reads as the operational expression of that stated policy. The two announcements together point to a deliberate sequencing, a public commitment from the Treasury Secretary, then a near half-billion-dollar action that demonstrates the campaign already had infrastructure in place. Iran has used crypto rails for years to route around dollar sanctions, including for oil sales and procurement of dual-use goods. SpendNode has covered earlier elements of this pattern, from Strait of Hormuz toll mechanisms to stablecoin routing tied to IRGC-linked accounts. The new seizure is consistent with that broader picture, but jumps in order of magnitude and scale. What it means for custodial venues. A seizure of this size is not possible without cooperation from at least one custodial venue or stablecoin issuer. Tether, Circle, and major centralized exchanges have all frozen sanctioned addresses on Treasury request in past cases. The practical effect is that any venue with U.S.-facing operations is now effectively a participant in the sanctions perimeter, even when serving non-U.S. customers. For users, the implication is straightforward. Balances held with custodial providers are subject to action whenever those providers receive a lawful order, regardless of the user's own jurisdiction. The contrast with self-custody options is the kind that becomes more visible after each major enforcement event, even though most users continue to choose custodial venues for the convenience. On-chain tracing as the core capability. A nine-figure seizure is also a statement about U.S. chain analysis capabilities. Identifying, clustering, and freezing flows linked to a sanctioned state requires sustained collaboration between Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, FBI cyber units, and private analytics vendors. The fact that this is branded as an operation rather than a single case implies the underlying intelligence pipeline is now mature enough to run continuously rather than reactively. The Iran risk premium for crypto infrastructure crypto's macro narrative in 2026 has run alongside a hot Iran-Israel-U.S. axis. Earlier in the cycle, markets reacted to Iran-related shocks with sharp moves. Bitcoin dropped 7% on the June 2025 preventive strike and rallied through ceasefires and nuclear suspensions. The current reaction is muted by comparison, suggesting traders see this as enforcement noise rather than a new geopolitical shock. That reading can change quickly if Iran retaliates through cyber means or if the seizure exposes a major exchange to secondary action.